Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Mark chapter 8, verses 34 and 35. Then calling the crowd to join his disciples, Jesus said, "If any of you wants to be my follower, you must give up your own way, take up your cross and follow me. If you try to hang on to your life, you'll lose it." Jesus' breathtaking honesty is very striking. Day by day, we are constantly being encouraged to sign up to organizations which can improve our health, wealth, or general well-being. Their marketing is slick and highly polished and calculated to get us to subscribe to their products or services. They help us to dream of a happier and more successful life and cram in every attractive and glossy image to lure us into signing up. Jesus took a completely different approach. He spoke straight to people about the costs of following him. It reminds me of Winston Churchill, who during the Second World War offered people blood, toil, tears, and sweat. I'm firmly convinced that living for Christ is the most amazing and wonderful life. I'd recommend it to anyone. However, that doesn't mean it's easy. Jesus wanted his followers to know from day one that he was going to completely change their approach to life. If they wanted to hang on to their old ways, they could do just that. Jesus was only inviting people to follow him who were prepared to go on a completely new journey. They needed to turn their back on their old way of life and start all over again. We miss the point completely if we think that we can simply add a few Christian attitudes and virtues to our old way of life. It just won't work. Like driving a car, there can only be one person at the controls. The Apostle Paul put this very clearly when he wrote, "My old life has been crucified with Christ. No longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. So I live in this earthly body by trusting in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me." So let me ask you a question. Do those words from the Apostle Paul describe your life? Now let's pray together. Lord Jesus Christ, we hand over our lives to you. We want to live for you today, and we ask you to fill us with your Holy Spirit so that we will please you in all that we say and think and do. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. I'd love you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. If you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and some great articles, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. Hope you have a great day today. God bless you.